Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has claimed that the US President Joe Biden, who often and with great pride plays up his Irish roots, privately told him that his family origins were not really Irish at all, but English. And this statement is in Boris Johnson's new book, where he says that on first meeting Joe Biden, he told him that the Bidens were an old seafaring family from Kent. Now, elsewhere, the UK has agreed to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius, ending years of bitter dispute over Britain's last African colony, while the Labour government have announced that they're going to bring forward proposals to Parliament to give terminally ill people in England and Wales the right to choose to end their lives. So let's talk about all of this now with Henry Riley, reporter with LBC in London. Hello, Henry.
Morning, Claire.
So Boris is telling us here that Joe Biden says he's actually from the UK and he wouldn't wade in on the Brexit issue. This was back in the day when it was top of the agenda. How much of an impact is all of this and the book itself having there where you are?
Yes, well, there's plenty of news lines. I think the first thing to make clear is Boris Johnson has a book to sell, and he is doing his absolute best to make sure that it sells as many copies as possible and therefore makes as much news as possible. As you say, we have had quite some revelations. Firstly, he spoke about the Queen's health and indeed her death and the sort of lead up to that with regards to the cancer she had. He's now spoken about the US President Joe Biden, as you referenced. And this really boils down to their first meeting at the G7, whereby this was in June 2021, Joe Biden had flown over to Cornwall in the UK. And it was, Boris Johnson describes being quite sort of nervous that with Brexit and with the Irish roots of Joe Biden, that this would somehow be detrimental to Britain, and that he felt very reassured because, as Boris Johnson claims, Joe Biden was saying that he wasn't really that Irish at all, and as you say, sort of more Kentish, if you're to believe the conversation that Boris Johnson is reporting. And he speaks, for example, on the European Union, saying that Joe Biden essentially said to him, look, we're not going to legislate on something that is an issue for you. This is obviously a UK issue, and I wouldn't wish from America to tell you what to do. But clearly, Joe Biden, certainly, if you look at his history with talking about his Irish roots, famously, I remember he said to a BBC reporter, I don't talk to the BBC, I'm Irish, at one particular press conference. I mean, it would seem a bit of a stretch given some of his utterings in the past on this. But nonetheless, this is what Boris Johnson is claiming in his book.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, we had a former Taoiseach here, Charlie Haughey, who was from wherever you wanted him to be, depending on who he was talking to. So there might be an element of that going on here, but it's coming from a private conversation, so we can only take them at their word. Now, Boris also said that he believed the EU used the Irish border to try and trap the UK into a single market and customs union. Do you get the sense there's a lot of post-Brexit bitterness there as far as Boris Johnson is concerned?
Well, absolutely. And the whole post-Brexit bitterness is really playing out at the moment, in the sense that Boris Johnson, being one of the key proponents of Brexit, of Vote Leave before he was Prime Minister, of course, they are all virtually pointing the finger at one another. So Nigel Farage is saying that Brexit isn't working, for example, says that that's because of how the government implemented it and that he gave Boris Johnson a clear run. Boris Johnson is blaming the EU and saying that they sort of weaponised the issue of the Irish border. And you have Michael Gove, who's saying that actually, he was utterings in the campaign about staying in a single market and a customs union. So I think this all does boil down to the point that none of us really knew what Brexit was, what Brexit was for. And look, it clearly is a key issue for politicians in the UK, mm-hmm. who don't really understand and don't really seem to comprehend how important this issue is. And look, I mean, Boris Johnson in particular on the Irish border issue has made gaffes in the past, and so I think he's perhaps trying to make amends for that.
Now, I mentioned this other story about the UK agreeing to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius, and this ends years of bitter dispute over Britain's last African colony. But this has been an exception made for the UK-US military base. That's going to remain under UK control. Can you explain how this has all played out, Henry?
Yes, so this, I mean, the negotiation is said to have started under the Conservatives, under, funny enough, when Liz Truss was Prime Minister for that very, very brief period, and James Cleverly was the Foreign Secretary. That's important because he, of course, is running to be the Conservative Party leader at the moment. But the negotiations were started then, but it's really sort of intensified since Keir Starmer's been Prime Minister, and he's appointed a former senior official, well known to Irish listeners, Jonathan Powell, as the sort of chief negotiator on this. And what has happened is that the Mauritian government for years has been pursuing a sort of court case against the UK and has been saying that the ownership of the islands is unjust, is unlawful, and there is a crucial base among that sort of litany of islands which is crucial for US defence purposes and crucial for UK defence purposes. The UK have confirmed that that will still remain part of their territory for 99 years. That's the lease that's in the treaty at the moment. But it's not going to expire after 99 years. There is talk that could be extended by another 40 years. But of course, people are very concerned that why is this crucial military base potentially going to run out? There's also a lot of anger, Claire, because of the Chagossians, many of whom live in the UK. They live in Crawley, which is right next to Gatwick Airport, because when they landed at Gatwick, they settled here. Many of them live in Mauritius as well. And there is a sense that there's quite a divide. There is no united opinion on whether they want to be Mauritian or British. And then, of course, there are concerns from British Conservative politicians about Mauritius's relationship with China and that these islands so close to a key military base could be used in a malign way. So it's a really complex issue, but it is starting to bring about, as you said right at the start, it's the sort of remnants of colonialism and starting to, as some would say, redress that imbalance.
To another complex issue now, because I know there's been a lot of discussion this morning where you are around giving terminally ill people the right to choose to end their life, and proposals are going to go before Parliament at the end of this month. Is that right?
That's right. And this is certainly gaining momentum as a campaign. Dame Esther Ranson, the well-known campaigner in the UK, who herself has a terminal illness, she has terminal cancer, has been leading the charge on this. Parliament, the UK Parliament, hasn't voted for a year on the issue of, for 10 years, sorry, on the issue of assisted dying. And Esther Ranson has really led the charge on this and has sort of forced a debate, really. So there is going to be a private member's bill by Kim Leadbeater, who is well-known MP. She's actually the sister of Joe Cox. You'll recall the murdered Labour MP some years back. And she was first selected on the private member's bill, which means she is, I mean, it's inconceivable that she wouldn't have her bill presented to Parliament. She is going to force this vote on assisted dying. It's not going to be whipped. And what I mean by that is you're not going to have Keir Starmer or his party whips telling MPs which way to vote. It's a matter of conscience. But the mood music we're getting out from senior politicians, take Sir Keir Starmer, take Ed Miliband, is that many politicians are for giving people with a terminal illness the right to decide how they die. And it's clearly a very emotive issue, a very difficult issue. And by the end of this month, as you rightly say, Claire, it's going to be debated in the UK once again. And certainly, if you look at public opinion, the idea of assisted dying is getting more and more popular amongst the public.
Well, we'll be keeping a close eye on that one. Henry, thank you so much. Henry Riley, reporter with LBC in London. Coming up next, we'll be finding out the best of what to watch this October, both on television and at the cinema.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.